We take you now to the boardroom of Atlantica, the alternate radio network in a negative universe, where two board members are considering a corporate raid on a small subscriber station.
Roy, send me those feasibility studies, won't you?
Well, sure, Kellyanne. Complete with the latest Arbitron ratings.
There seems to be profound latent value to this asset, Royce. WBAI.
Wow, it's a great location.
Wall Street.
And right in the center of the FM dial.
A small subscriber base.
A dysfunctional staff.
And totally out of sync with the evolving media world.
Well, they still have labor management disputes,
We won't.
No. We know how to deal with unions.
And we're not afraid of calling it what it is.
Union busting. Well, I think we at Atlantica may be the logical and qualified buyers here, Kellyanne.
Unfortunately, it's one of those nonprofits.
Yes, well, there would have to be a 12-month repositioning effort.
But the profit potential...
Oh, is El Dorado.
I recommend we undertake the effort and deploy the necessary capital.
The Finance Committee has undertaken a close review of the audiographics data to determine what it is costing that other network per listener.
And what we can pay them to take those listeners off their hands.
The Finance Committee recommends 200 mil.
Peanuts, Royce.
Well, not to that other network, Kellyanne.
They can barely afford security guards.
Oh. Well, we'll put in plenty of security guards.
Commando trained.
And heavily armed.
And subtly change their programming.
To Atlantica programming.
Yes. Let's take a look at their program schedule.
Ah, wake-up call. What's up with that?
Let's change the name.
Well, you'd have to.
We'll call it Snooze Alarm.
Perfect.
Keep those listeners narcotized.
So it's easier to influence them.
So they'll appreciate our wars.
Well, it's basic to the Atlantica vision.
Right. We'll use government-tested techniques.
Jingoism.
Stirring music. Flags.
Flags flapping.
Yes, flapping flags.
And dogs.
Dogs?
People like dogs.
Ah, the dogs of war.
Yes, the dogs of war. Nice. Doggies.
Nice doggies.
Nice doggies,
get
huh?
Get down.
All right, down.
Get down.
Time now for...
Snooze Alarm.
The weather is now...
stable.
The humidity is...
fine.
The heat index is...
nothing to worry about.
The wind chill factor is...
non-existent.
The pollen count is...
average.
The sunrise...
6:26.
The sunset...
7:25.
Saturn rises at 10:11 p.m.
Mars sets at 10:39.
The pollution index is...
a myth created by the lunatic fringe.
The time is moving along nicely.
Changing every second.
Go back to sleep.
Country and Western music is good to sleep to.
Well, we can have it piped in from Texas.
I named my pillow after you.
Hee-haw!
Pass the caviar, Royce.
Eat up, Kellyanne.
Then they have a program called Democracy Now.
Well, the now part is good.
How about Autocracy Now?
More realistic, yeah. What's on in the afternoon drive time?
Talk back with Utrice Lead.
Yakety yak. Don't talk back.
Much better.
Yeah. That's followed now by Behind the News.
A good time slot for Behind Your Back.
Oh, the show that best exemplifies the Atlantica blab rule.
Yes, instead of dwelling on boring international events, our show would tell folks which producers are hoarding take-up reels.
Yeah, who left the pizza on the turntable?
Who spits into the mic?
Behind Your Back. The blab rule in full flower.
All right. Let's practice our pitch.
Hello. Thanks for seeing us.
We're from the Atlantica Radio Network.
And we understand that you may have some radio stations you would like to sell.
You know, Royce, they're going to say, certainly not. None of our radio stations is for sale.
Yes, and we'll say, of course not. And we're not interested in buying any of them.
Yeah. Nice view you have.
Oh, and no employee cafeteria. That's good.
And volunteers who work for free.
Well, they used to call that slavery, didn't they?
But seriously, we at Atlantica Radio Network have devised a plan for buying radio stations without anyone noticing.
Well, they'll think their listeners will notice, Kellyanne.
What listeners, Royce? A bunch of 50-year-old white men with beards?
Yeah, marginal types and old communists.
Pinksters.
Nutballs.
Lawyers.
Hippies.
You call those listeners?
Anyway, at Atlantica, we'll tell them when we take over a station...
We retain the old format.
And make only minor changes.
The evening news, for example.
Well, there's a place for a minor change.
And they'll say, really? What minor change?
Get rid of it.
No one will miss it.
We call it no news is good news.
And they'll say, isn't that a form of censorship?
And we'll say, this is not about censorship.
That's good. That's good.
It's about piping in country and western music from Texas.
Yes, listeners like yodeling better than the news.
Oh, and yodeling causes listeners to become more relaxed.
Which means more receptive to the message.
The vision.
That might is right.
Ah.
Royce,
take
a look at this Saturday morning show with Simon Lokely.
As I please.
That needs a more coherent sense of vision.
We'll change it to As I'm Ordered.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Yeah. What about Hour of the Wolf?
The focus group liked Hour of the Wuss.
There is a wuss audience out there.
Well, that's diversity.
Yeah. Well, how about these programs on the overnight schedule?
Earthwatch, what's that?
Tree hugging at midnight.
We'll call it Earthbotch.
Better.
That's followed by Let 'em Talk.
Keep 'em Quiet.
And Night Shift?
Night Shaft.
Good work, Royce. You're on a roll.
What about Four Directions, Traditional Healing?
One Direction, straight to the drugstore.
Okay, and Circle of Red Nations?
Easy. Pentagon of White Nations.
Okay. Carrier Wave with Sidney Smith.
Sidney Smith's aircraft carrier.
Oh, yeah. And Building Bridges with Ken and Mimi?
Bombing Bridges with Ken and Barbie.
Okay, now what's this, Where We Live? Is that a real estate show?
No, but it will be.
Now, wait a minute. What's this one, then? Housing Notebook.
Oh. I see it as a service to landlords with a hotline for reporting tenant violations.
Oh, good. Swifter evictions.
Yeah, we'll call it Eviction Notebook.
Uh-huh. Expert witness?
Expert waitress.
Hmm.
Remembering everyone's order correctly.
And who is in the Colombian drug trade?
And what colonel's wife is not mailing cocaine?
Yeah. What about Off the Hook?
Off the Wall. A zany group of hackers...
Who teach you how to expedite transmission of all your confidential information to the FBI.
Hmm. Care for a cigar, Royce?
Ooh. Hey, that's a Monte Cristo. Mm. That's Cuban, isn't it?
Probably. I got it from a colonel's wife.
Oh. Well, you know, I love the idea of a program called Live from Death Row.
Yeah, but it needs a change of focus.
Mm. Prison guards complain about their job conditions.
Yeah, how they have to spend all day guarding people.
Oh, all day on guard.
It's exhausting.
It's murder. You know, we could start a letter-writing campaign to Grandpa Al Lewis.
And pipe in some country and western music from Texas.
Yeah. Now, what about this health show, Natural Living?
Make it synthetic living.
Better living through chemistry.
Well, we're all set. Let's email the board members.
All right, first Henry Kissinger.
Then Norman Schwarzkopf.
Mrs. Slobodan Milosevic.
Idi Amin.
In the south of France.
And Augusto, Mr. Pinochet.
Well, still in jail in Spain. I've got the number right here.
Good thing it's not necessary for the board members to live in the broadcast area.
Well, the best people don't.
I know, we don't.
Certainly not.
Let's send an updated schedule to Rocky, filling in for Fred Hershkowitz tonight on the Potato Show, and see if he notices anything funny about it.
I'm sure he won't.